Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you are listening to some thoughts on e-learning. Personality Power, Myers-Briggs, Learning Styles, and the Online Learner. If you've worked for a company that has work teams and in-house employee development programs, you've probably taken a personality test such as the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. You probably already know that knowing about your type and preferences can help you identify your ideal work styles and environments. What you might not know is that the MBTI, the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, can help you with online courses. Let's step back a moment and take a look at the Myers-Briggs Indicator. What is it, and where did it come from? The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, the MBTI for short, has as its foundation the theory of personalities developed by Carl Jung. Through a series of questions answered by the individual test takers, the indicator divides individuals into 16 types based on notions of archetype. These classifications are based on how individuals view their environment, sensing versus intuition, make decisions, thinking versus feeling, relate to inner worlds as opposed to outer worlds, introvert versus extrovert, and process their responses to situations, perception versus judgment. Keep in mind that the MBTI indicators are founded on Jungian psychological type theory, which is controversial because it does not account for cultural difference. It makes sense if you think about it all. After all, what is considered introverted in one culture may be considered extroverted in another. The questions pertaining to judging, perceiving, and thinking would certainly be interpreted differently by different cultures. Nevertheless, the self-awareness that the inventory can give you can definitely help you out. After all, if you know that you are pretty comfortable with other people and learn by interacting with others, it's a safe bet that you will need to have a chance to interact with others in a learning environment as well in order to do well. The MBTI was developed in the 1940s by a mother and daughter team, Isabel Briggs Myers and her mother, Catherine Cook Briggs. Isabel was motivated to develop the indicator after observing extreme differences in personality within her own family. Because it was based primarily on personality psychology, it has been used primarily in psychology and also in human resources management and business to help individuals understand themselves and their team members. In business, it has been used as a team-building tool and in some cases as a screening device for matching people with tasks. It has also been used in education to understand how and why students perform in certain ways. If we apply the MBTI to the learning theory set out by David Kolb, we can think of ways to match personality type with learning styles and cycles. Kolb suggested that learning happens in a four-stage cycle: concrete experience, reflective observation, abstract conceptualization, and active experimentation. He matched these to some of Jung's categories and found the following correlations. Concrete experience matches to feeling. Active experimentation matches to doing. Abstract conceptualization matches to thinking. And reflective observation matches to watching. So without going into too much detail, let's point out that as you go into an online course, you need to be aware of how you need to match activities with your personality type and learning styles. If you tend to be more of a feeling, experiencing personality type, you will definitely need to try to connect the abstract concepts in your course with concrete, lived experience. If you are a quiet, contemplative type, you may need time to think things through and develop a mental system for organizing knowledge. Researchers have found that certain aspects of the MBTI do correlate with preferences with respect to the way that the course content and instructional activities are presented. For example, successful students in an MBA program were found to tend to be found to tend to be of the INTJ, introversion, intuition, with thinking and judging type. However, preferences are often influenced by external factors, such as the design and presentation of instructions, the configuration of the learning environment, and perceptions of the instructor. You may be interested in taking a look at the kinds of questions that a Jungian-based typology contains. If you're curious, here's a link to Humanetrics Jung Typology Test. It's free, but it's not complete. For links to the full test, you can visit the Myers & Briggs Foundation website at www.myersbriggs.org. Taking the full inventory online with one-on-one feedback will cost $150. The website is helpful even if you do not intend to take the full test. You can use it to find out more about personality type and the use of types. You can also go to Personality Pathways and find out more information at www.personalitypathways.com. Here's another inventory to take. No matter what your type, online education can be an exciting and fulfilling experience. Play to your strengths. Knowing about yourself, your personality, and your learning preferences can help you attune your approach to your abilities. I hope that has been helpful. This is Suzanne Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.